Kippuri in the north of Israel, not Kippuri, to Gamla, excuse me, in the north of Israel. So you know that there exists one of the oldest synagogues in the world. It dates back all the way to before the millennium, right? So BCE, that's how far it goes back. Gamla is a similar story to Masada. Next time you're in Israel, I highly recommend it. It's a nice little trip, although a bit of a precarious walk up to the area. It is a city that is described by Josephus in his works. And when they unearthed this synagogue, it looked very much like synagogues that we know from the time. People, rather than sitting in the middle, sat around the sides, which was fairly common for those days, with the chazan, who would stand in the middle. Since people didn't have sidurim, the chazan would stand in the middle and he would lead the davening and people would respond amen. And all that was fine and dandy. The one fascinating part of the whole shul was, it was not facing Jerusalem. Gewalt. Because we all know that your shul is supposed to face Jerusalem, right? That's the way it's been for time immemorial, right? Our shul, which way does it face? The Aron Kodesh is in the east. Okay, so this should be facing Jerusalem, right? Isn't if we face east facing Jerusalem? So the answer is no. We're not facing Jerusalem. We're more likely facing Lebanon, I don't know, that area. Because unless the weather here has changed drastically, that I do not know, so Israel is a far more temperate climate than it is here in the Northeast. They get less snow than us, meaning to our millions of inches, what it seemed like this year, they get, I don't know, 4. Okay, and that was a big year for them. So they are closer to the equator. So Israel is in fact, and Jerusalem in particular, is not east of New York, but Israel is southeast of New York. So our shul is not facing Yerushalayim either. But we always assume that, you know, we're supposed to be facing Yerushalayim when we daven. So should we not be facing the front of our synagogue? Should we be moving slightly? What if architecture does not allow in Yeshiva University's Beis Medrash, or former Beis Medrash, now the annex to the Beis Medrash? So it is facing north, not east, which kind of made for the interesting situation as to which way should you daven? Should you daven towards the Aron, or should you turn and daven towards Yerushalayim? And even if you're davening towards Yerushalayim, so you would realize in order to daven towards Yerushalayim, you would have to face southeast, which means you would be almost completely turned away from the Aron Kodesh, which would create significant problems. So all this is based on the assumption that we are required somehow to be facing Jerusalem when we daven. And the question is this true or not? Where did we get this notion that we are required to face Jerusalem when we daven? So says that we start with the Gemara and Brachos, right? Anytime you have any question on Tefillah, you always want to start with the Gemara and Brachos. That's where you're going to find most of your source material. The Gemara and Brachos deals with an interesting question. Blind people have to pray also. What's the problem when you're blind? So before modern technology that they have now, talking compasses, they did not have talking compasses in the time of the Talmud. A blind person wants to daven. He doesn't know which way he's supposed to face. Right? So it's a very practical halachic shaila.
Face the sun.
What?
Face the sun.
It's night. It's Meir. He's davening Meir. He's davening Meir. Okay? Or you have Tanur. So the Gemara talks about two people. You have a Summa, someone who is blind. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, you have someone who's blind, or someone like me who has absolutely no sense of direction. Right? That person, what are you supposed to do? You're standing in the middle of a forest, you see the sun is setting, and you don't know which way Jerusalem is. Sorry. And you want to daven mincha, right? So, right, that's a joke. Okay, forget it. Okay. Right? You can't see the sun. It's a cloudy day and you're in the forest, but you know that it's getting to mincha time, and you want to know which way you should daven. So what should you do? So says the Gemara, Yichavein libo keneged aviv shebashamayim. Right, what do you need to do? You should focus your heart where? Towards your Father in heaven. Shne'emar, as it says, v'hatz palalu el Hashem. Right, as it says, and you should pray to God. Right, we don't need just the pasuk in Melachim Aleph to tell us this, but there are probably numerous psukim in Tanakh that we could find that tell us that who do we daven to? We daven to Hashem. So close your eyes. If you're blind, obviously, that won't be as much of an issue. But, focus your heart, says the Gemara, that you're praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. Haya omid b'chutz la'aretz, the Gemara continues. Let's say you're not in Eretz Yisrael. So, like the old joke goes, you're not in Eretz Yisrael and you need to call God. All of a sudden it becomes a long-distance call, right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's local. So then what should you do? Yichavein et libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. Right, then what should you do? You should intend your heart, right? You should focus your heart towards the land of Israel. Shne'emar, v'itpalu eilecha derech artzam. As it says, and they should pray to you via their land. Okay, hayal made be'eretz Yisrael. So now you're standing in the land of Israel. How do you focus on God? Yichavein et libo keneged Yerushalayim. You should focus your heart towards Jerusalem. Shne'emar v'yatpalu al Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. As it says, same place, you should pray to God via the city which you have chosen. Haya omed b'Yerushalayim, standing in Jerusalem. Yichavein et libo keneged beis HaKadosh Kadoshim, keneged beis HaMikdash. What should you do? Focus towards the beis HaMikdash. Shne'emar v'yatpalu al habayis hazeh. As it says, then you should pray to this house. It's actually funny. So 1 year, Yom Yerushalayim, I was in Gush, and one of the Tzanchanim, one of the first paratroopers who made it into the old city, he was speaking to us. He says they run in. He says they take over the city. It's like this brilliant moment for all of them. And what were they going to do? They were going to fill the dreams of their parents and their grandparents, and they were going to daven at the Kotel. So they run in. They've never been to the old city anymore. They're running all over their place. They're mamish standing in the mosque. And they're screaming, where's the Kotel? Where's the Kotel? So, here's the irony, but when you're at the Kotel, you're not supposed to be imagining, you're not supposed to be praying towards the Kotel. You're supposed to be praying towards the Holy of Holies. They were standing basically in the Holy of Holies, obviously. It was, they did not know that at the time. But that you weren't allowed to go there, but they were standing in the Holy of Holies and they were looking for the Kotel. It kind of created this, backwards type of things. But when you're at the Kotel, you should be imagining that you're on the other side in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And then if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, so then Yichavein et libo keneged Beis Kodesh HaKodashim, you should imagine that you're in the Holy of Holies. Shne'emar v'hatpalu el makom hazeh hayah, as it says, you should imagine that. Oh, what about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? So he's inside the Kodesh HaKodashim. What's he supposed to be imagining? So then he should be imagining that he's mamish, on the Kapores, right? He's mamish right on top of the covering for the Aron Kodesh. What if you're behind the Kodesh HaKodashim? You're on the other side, right? The Kodesh HaKodashim faced east to west, right? So you're on the western side of the Holy Temple. So what should you do? So then you should, face back the other way, or should have in mind that you're the other way. Okay. So then the Gemara continues. Nimsa comes out. Omeid baz mizrach, if you're in the east, machzir panav l'marav, you face west. B'marav, if you're in the west, machzir panav l'mizrach. Then you face the east. Badarom, you're in the south, machzir panav l'tzafon, you face north. Batzafon, you're in the north. Machzir panav l'darom, you face south. Nimtzu, what happens? Beautiful thing here. Kol Yisrael mechavnin es libam l'makom echad. All of the Israelites, all of the Jewish people, they are all intending that their prayer should go same direction, meet right there in the Holy of Holies. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes on to quote here Rabbi Avin or Rav Avina, who says the pasuk in Hirashirim kimigdal David tzavareich. Right, the Dode, the beloved, compares his beloved to Migdal David, right, to the Tower of David, right, Banui l'tal piot, right, that it is built up high. So he said, tail, it is a pillar shekol piot ponimbo, that all corners point to that one pillar, because that's where all the prayers of Israel are going to. So I just want to notice you. So based on this Gemara, you would think the simple understanding is that when we daven, no matter where we are in the world, we should be facing towards Jerusalem, and if we're in Jerusalem, toward the Beis HaMikdash, etc. As you get closer, more specific, all the way focusing on that kind of nucleus of all of Jewish prayer, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But interestingly, there's a bit of a tension here in the Gemara that the Gemara is kind of glossing over, and I think it's something that we're going to have, the Aruch HaShulchan is going to pick up on it later on, and he's kind of one of the more interesting opinions here. But one of the things that it's glossing over is there's two pieces of language here that are different. One is at the end of the Gemara talks about machazir panav. Machazir panav means, I guess very literally, to turn your face or to face one direction. Whereas the first part of the Gemara is talking about what? Not about machzir panav, but about kivein libo. Kivein libo is intent of the heart. So one could imagine, I could be, standing in the North Pole looking up to the heavens, so where is my machzir panav? Is the heavens. But kivein libo, but my heart, right, is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? So too, I could be standing there, mamish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, looking at the cherubs above the Aron Kodesh, and imagining myself on the beach in Hawaii. So I'm machzir panai to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but I'm kivein libo to Maui. There's a tension there, and the Gemara just automatically assumes that they're the same thing, or at least we think that the Gemara automatically assumes that they're the same thing, but who knows if that is true. Okay, that is Gemara number one. Okay, if we would just have that Gemara in a vacuum, so there are some issues with it, but I think we could basically come down to the halacha. Comes the second Gemara, it's the Gemara in Bava Basra, Dav Chav Hei Amud Beis. We all know Bava Basra is the laws of property. Right, so what is, why is it all of a sudden talking about which way you should be davening? Because they were discussing in terms of where God, exists within this earth. Where does the Shekhinah rest? Right, so you have the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, we'll see, like Uncle Moshe, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Then you have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who has the Shekhinah. Where does the Shekhinah come out of? The Shekhinah comes out of the West. That's what the Gemara talks about. So the Gemara talks about, according to this opinion that the Shekhinah is everywhere, are there directions that are better for your prayer? Right? Which way should you face? So the Gemara says, well, it depends on what you're interested in. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this is Gemara in Bav Basra, Dav Chav Hei Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Harotze Shiyachkim, Yadrim, if you want to be smart, right, if you're praying to God for brains, so which way should you face? Yadrim, Darom, you face the south, right? V'shiyashir, if you want to be wealthy, so what should you do? Yatzbin, you face the north, right? So it depends on what you need. If you're stupid but you have a lot of money, so then you face the north, right? Oh no, sorry, you face the south. I don't want to ruin it. Okay? If you're very smart but you have very little money, so then you face the north. This simanayach, and he says, if you want a way of remembering this, because you'll be out on the road, I'm down a few bucks. I'm in Vegas. I need some more money. So which way should I face to daven? So you should remember, the easy way to remember it is the Shulchan Batzafon. The Shulchan in the Beit HaMikdash was in the north, right? Shulchan food. The menorah, right? More of a symbol of brains, is in the Darom. Rabbi Shubin Levi says, enough of this. Amar la olam yadrim, a person should always face the south. Shemitok shemischake mat mitasher. He says, listen, you always face south, because if you're smart, you'll get money, right? You'll figure out a way to get by. But if you got money and you're not smart, what's going to happen? All your money is going to be gone, right? Shneamar oyach yamim bimina mismala osher bechavod, right? If you have, everything comes after brains. So then the Gemara says, Baha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi amar shchina b'mara. So doesn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that the shchina is in the west? So how can he tell you to be facing south if the Shekhinah is the west? Which way should you face? So, what should you do? You should, you know, twist your body so you get both of them. Right? So it's unclear, should you be facing, southwest, somewhere in the middle, the 45 degree angle right there. Or according to some, what do? You face south, but you turn your head to the west. Or you face west, and you turn your head to the south. That's it. Notice what nobody is saying. Nobody is mentioning anything about davening towards Yerushalayim. Mehechi Tezi, why would we daven towards Yerushalayim? What's that going to get us? Nothing. Okay? But if we daven south, at least I'll get some brains out of it. If I daven north, I'll get some money out of it. If I daven to Jerusalem, what do I get out of it? Nothing, right? Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Chanina le Rav Ashi, kigon asun di yatzvei betzvona de Eretz Yisrael. So he says, we, meaning here us Babylonians, he said, who live north of Israel, adrine adrema, we daven south. So here, this doesn't seem to hold like the previous statement in the Gemara. Umana lan debavel betzvona de Eretz Yisrael kayama. How do we know that Babylonia is in the north? So all the people who come to my Yirmiyahu class will know. Right? What does Yirmiyahu say? Where will the Babylonians come from and to attack Israel? They'll come from the north, right? Right? Yirmiyahu says that the Babylonians are going to come attack the Jewish people from where? From the north. Alright, fine. So we have this Gemara, which seems to not view as big of a deal to be davening to Jerusalem. It doesn't have this, grand vision of all the prayers of Israel, channeling on the prayer superhighway, going all the way straight to the Kodesh Kodashim, and then, taking the shortcut up to Shamayim. It doesn't have that type of perspective. But it has a viewing the way you pray as some sort of strategic method for, getting what you want out of God. So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, and Tosfos here already on the previous daf, Dachaf Amad Aleph, where it talks about L'chol Ruchta Ukman, that it says a person can daven in any direction, according to the Gemara on the previous page, and then that's what sends it into this whole conversation about which way is the best way to daven. So it says Tosfos, Kol Hani Amorai, Tosfos says, Les Lehu Hadetanya Bebrachos. Right, all these, so Tosfos, against its usual, what does it say? It's a machlokas asugyas, right? It's two different, groups of Amoraim, right? These Amoraim, these Talmudic scholars here in Bava Basra, they are not agreeing with the rabbis in the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, right? The Tanya beBrachos, Shechaya Badam Lehisbal Neged Yerushalayim. Right, so says the Gemara that a person is required to pray towards Jerusalem. Mishum dichtiv bispalu leilecha derech artzam, because they're holding based on the pasuk that they should pray to you towards their land. Rather, who do all these Amoras here who are saying you daven in a direction that's strategically good for you? So they say Ela Sabri Rabbi Yishmael. They hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Da Amar b'chol makom shchina. Right, that Rabbi Yishmael holds, like he said, he holds like Uncle Moshe. He says that the Shekhinah, that Hashem is everywhere, so therefore you can pray in any direction you want. Umad damar Shekhinah b'mara, sabak Rabbi Akiva, the one who says that Shekhinah is in the west, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Right, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so that's Tosfos' position. It's an argument between the two Gemaras. Right, Gemara Bracho says, direction is towards Jerusalem. We all daven towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Holy of Holies. Gemara and Bava Basra says you daven in whichever way is strategically purposeful for you. How do we paskin? So let's start first with the Rambam. The Rambam, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. So he was also someone who was very willing to accept Machlokes HaSugyos. He was willing to accept the fact that this one Gemara might not agree with another Gemara, and he was going to choose the one which he thought was right. So what does the Rambam say? So the Rambam says, number one is, I can tell you for sure that the Rambam is not going to think directional prayer is going to work. Right? The Rambam's conception of prayer would not allow him to view directional prayer as working. So says the Rambam, clearly 100% Gemara in Brachos. Nochach HaMikdash Ketzad, how does one pray towards the Holy of Holies? Ketzad Haya Omeid V'chutz Al Aretz, someone who is sitting in Chutz La'aretz, Machzir Panav Nochach Eretz Yisrael Mitzpalel. What does he do? He turns his head towards the land of Israel and he prays. Haya Omed Ba'aretz. However, if he was in the land of Israel, Mechavim Panav Keneged Yerushalayim, he faces Jerusalem. Haya Omed B'Yerushalayim, if you're in Jerusalem, Mechavim Panav Keneged HaMikdash, you face where? The temple. Haya Omed B'Mikdash, Mechavim Panav Keneged Beis HaKodesh Kadashim. Right, if you're in the Mikdash, where should you face? You face the Holy of Holies. And then he says, Suma, if someone who is blind, Umi Shalo Yachola Chavena Taruchos, right, and someone who cannot tell directions, V'amahalich B'Svina, or if you're on a boat, right, you don't know where which way is east, west, or north, or south. So Yechavin Lis Libo Keneged HaShchina V'Yispalel, right, when should you focus on the Shechina? That's only if you don't know which direction you should be, but otherwise, which way are you going? You're going towards the Holy of Holies. You can't even sniff, right? There's not even a sniff, not even a shemetz, not even a scratch of the Gemara in Bava Batra. The Rambam, that Gemara is not the one we hold like. This is Gemara in Brachos is the one we hold like. Okay? So we said already last week when we discussed and how the Shulchan Aruch comes down to conclusions. So we said the Shulchan Aruch, at least for the most part, has Shloshes Amudei Horah, the three pillars of Psak Halacha. We said he stacked the deck in favor of the Sfardim, because he was Sfardi, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo. So who were his three pillars? It was the Rambam, the Rif, Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, right, or Rav Yitzchak Fez, and the Rush. The Rush, we said, was strategically chosen, because he was an Ashkenazi rabbi, but he was the rabbi of a Sephardic community, right? So the deck was stacked. Okay, so comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, listen, talks about in Siman Tzadik Daled, he says, which way should you face? And the title of the whole Siman is Tzarich Lechavein Neged Eretz Yisrael. He tells, you know, he gives away the whole book in the title. What does he say? He calls the Siman the requirement to pray towards the land of Israel. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaTzvaos, V'kumo lehispalel, when someone gets up to daven, im haya omed b'chutz la'aretz, if he's, God forbid, in the diaspora, yachzir panav, which way should he face? Keneged Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavin gam l'Yerushalayim v'lamikdash l'beitz kodshei hakadoshim. Right, and he should face towards Israel, and he should focus his mind towards Jerusalem, towards the temple, and towards the Holy of Holies. Haya omed be'eretz Yisrael, if he's in the land of Israel, yachzir panav kineged Yerushalayim, he face towards Jerusalem. V'chavin gam l'mikdash l'beis kodei ha'kadoshim, and she'd also have intents towards the mikdash and the Holy of Holies. Haya omed be'Yerushalayim, he was sitting in Jerusalem, or standing in Jerusalem, yasir panav mikdash, right? He should face the mikdash. V'chavin gamkin the base kodesh hakadoshim, he should have intent towards holy of holies. Hayahu meid achorei hakaporet, you're standing on the other side, the eastern side of the holy temple. So masir panav hakaporet, so you face again towards the inside. So it's interesting here, just a couple of points. Number one, it's clear where is he basing himself on. It's clear he's basing himself on what? On the Gemara and Brachos. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. What's interesting is he's sensitive, the Shulchan Aruch is already, to the nuanced difference in language. He's sensitive, there is a physical facing, which way you are facing, and there is also a spiritual statement as to where your heart should be. Right? He differentiates between machzir panav, the way you face, and yichivun libo, what you're thinking. So what is he saying? You're in chutz la'aretz, right? You should face the land of Israel, but your heart is where? Not, you know, the Golan, you know, not Eilat, not even Hebron, Tzfat, or Tveria. Your heart needs to be in Jerusalem, in the Mikdash and in the Holy of Holies. That's where he wants your heart. So you already see that he picks up on the tension of the Gemara, which I was very happy about to see there. Okay? But then he continues in Seif Beis, and all of a sudden, he throws a wrench in the work. Im ispalel l'ruach mishar ruchos yitzadei panav l'tzad Eretz Yisrael. What does he say? If you're playing to one of the other directions, so what should you do? You should turn your face towards the land of Israel. Wait a minute. I'm not going to daven in another direction. I'm a Shulchan Aruch Jew, right? I follow the letter of the law. And you just told me in the previous one that which way should I be facing? I should be facing away, towards Yerushalayim. So I'm not going to be facing west and turning my head east. I'm not going to do that, which I'm not an owl, so I'm not going to do that for numerous reasons. I'm not going to do that, right? But I'm not going to face north and turn my head east. What am I going to do? I'm going to face east exactly the way you told me. So what are you telling me? So what's he going? So there are two explanations for this. Explanation number one is, this is talking about where you started davening and then you realize you're davening in the wrong direction. Right? It happens to us all the time. So you start davening, you realize in the wrong direction. What should you do? Don't, open up your feet and, start moving around and resetting yourself. You shouldn't do that. What should you do? Turn your head. So you start davening towards the north, and you realize, or someone comes in and says, I found the compass, and they tell you, you're facing the wrong direction. In that situation, you shouldn't, move in the middle. You should finish your davening to where you are, and you should just turn your head. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two is that the Shulchan Aruch himself gives, or the Shulchan Aruch himself quotes this opinion, is the Ma'ari Abuhav. The Ma'ari Abuhav takes the position that the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Bava Basra, are in fact not arguing with one another. But they're in fact talking about Sidudei, right? It's talking about which way you're turning your face. And there's a little bit of debate as to where this goes, but one opinion is that your body, should be facing in the direction where, you want to win. So you're going to face, that's why it focuses only on north or south, not on west, right? Your body should be facing north, right? If you want to, want money. It should be facing south if you want brains. But your face, where's that going to be facing?
Jerusalem.
Okay, that's the Ma'ari Abuhav's position. So the Shulchan Aruch may be taking that position that one could do that. The Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about people who want to, get a little bit of an extra, in their davening, to do such things. So that could be the position of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's potentially the way he's poskening in that situation. Okay, so that is kind of over there. You see, the Rambam is clearly like the Gemara Brachos. The Shulchan Aruch may be having some sort of moderated or modified position. Although once you see you have Tosfos and the Rambam both taking a position, it would seem to support that the best thing to do would be to face towards Jerusalem, even though the Shulchan Aruch does give you the option of potentially playing around with that in some way, shape, or form. Problem is, and this is a problem we all know that I opened up with, which is, in the end of the day, I mean, until they have those cute little sitters now, and we all have our iPhones that can point eternally to Jerusalem, if only our hearts would do the same. But the Gemara says, you can't. We're human. We're not compasses, right? And especially for all the greatest architects in the world, they're not always going to face east. Yeshivat Har Etzion, which is just north. West of Jerusalem, so faces directly south, which means that it's you need to turn it like a shmudgin to which they already built the building. They're not, you can't turn it anymore. So what are you supposed to do? And also we spoke about how we're all facing east. So we're all davening Baruch Hashem. We're davening straight to Lebanon. Is that what we want to be doing? Like where what are we doing here? So here the Aruch HaShulchan deals with it. So we spoke already about the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was Rabbi Chiyo Michal Epstein. He writes a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, which has an attempt to go back all the way to the Talmudic sources and the sources in the medieval commentaries to try to figure out where things come from and give things more of a holistic view of Halacha. So he says in Siman Sari Dalid, Si'if Dalid, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not on your sheets. So he quotes here the Tosfos and the Rash. He says, Kasvu HaTosfos and the Rash Rabbeinu Asher, VaMordechai and the Mordechai and the Tur also, all a bunch of Ashkenazi poskim. What does he say about them? De'anu Shemispalalin B'Mizrach, LaMizrach. He says, we daven east, right? We face Mizrach. Mipnesha Anu B'Marava. Why? Because we're in the west. Right? They were in one part of Western Europe or another. Shel Eretz Yisrael, V'chein katzav Rabbeinu Rama v'sif Beis, that's what the Rama says also. V'anu shemachzirim panim l'mizrach m'pnei she'anu yoshim b'marav shel Eretz Yisrael. Right, so he says, we live in the west of Israel. V'nimtza p'neinu l'Eretz Yisrael ad kan l'shonam. This is what they all say. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm not Magellan or anything, but he says, Hine Rabboseinu Arishonim, Shayu B'Tzarfas V'Ashkenaz Ati Shapir. So he says, that makes sense maybe for those who are living in France and in Germany. Ati Shapir, Shebeninos Elu Omdun Mamish B'Ma'arava Shel Eretz Yisrael. I understand they're basically east of Israel. I can buy that. Aval Rabbeinu Harama, so the Rush, you want to tell me, the Mordechai, etc., the Tosfos, they were in, you know, France and Germany, I can buy it. But the Rama, where'd he live? Poland, he lived. Shayav of Poland. V'chein b'min aseinu, he says, where's the Aruch HaShulchan from? The Aruch HaShulchan is from Russia, right? He's from Russia, he's from Novardok in Russia. I says, Russia, sha'omdos bitzvona olam. He says, I look out the window, it's snowing. Guess where we are? We're north. Right? Imkein, anachnu, neged ma'aravis tzvoni shel Eretz Yisrael. We are northwest of Israel. Uksha'anu omdin litzad mizrach, eino mamish keneged Eretz Yisrael. So when we face the east, says, we're not facing the land of Israel. Ukvarnis Oru Hagadolim Bizeh, he says all the Achronim who are living there in Poland and Lithuania, they already came up with this. They said, wait a minute, we got a big problem here. Sikos Lavush, Ramad Neyomtiv, the Taz, the Magin Avram. He said, but what's the problem? We already built all of our shuls, right? And all of our shuls are already facing east. So the Kosvu, they said, "Be'emes k'shebonim rabbeis haknesset yamdu kosa mizrachi shebo aron kodesh notet tzatz mizrachis dromis." They said, "You know, really, when we build our shuls, they shouldn't be facing mamish, you know, due east. Which way should they be facing? Southeast, right? That's the way they really should be famous." Az yemuchuva k'neged eretz yisrov yishalayim. He says, "Ach ein biyadenu livnos kirtzoneinu." Right? You know, we can't just, you know, knock everything down and build it as we need it now. He says, listen, the government controls how we build our shuls. We can't just, you know, be you know, moving things around, you know, etc. So he says, so what should we do? Okay, so he says, based on this, he says, Hamakom Hayoser. Naos lezehu bekeren mizrachis udromis v'chein kol ha'omdim mitzad ha'aron kodesh litzad kosel tzvoni yichol lamod elamod b'mizrach litzadei litzad darom. So he says, listen, he says, if you're standing on the northern side of your shul, that's the best place to stand, is on the northern side. Why? Because this way you can face slightly south, southeast, while you're davening, right? Aval, he says, ha'odim mitzad aron hakodesh litzad kosel hadromi. But if you're front south of the shul, right? If you're southeast, you're in the south, towards the southeastern corner of the shul, which, if you're wondering where that is, that's where I sit, is the southeastern corner of the shul, right? There, so he says there, you can't face south, because what are you going to do then? He says, what's going to happen? If I, where I'm sitting, if I turn, you know, slightly south, east, so what am I going to be doing? I'm going to have my back to the Aron Kodesh. You can have your back to the Aron Kodesh. He says, we have no choice but to what? You can't have everyone facing in their own direction. Then it's going to look like we all have a different God. We all pray to the same God. So he says, what? We have no choice but to all face east. He says, the Madine Yom Tov says that perhaps when you bow, you can move around depending on that situation. What's the problem? The Aruch HaShulchan looks at his shul. goes into Israel, and lots of very, very religious people in Israel, right? People with long payas, big black coats, you know. Couldn't be that they're doing the wrong things. The shul's been facing east for 1,000 years. What's going on here? It says, Vihine Klal Yisrael in Osim came, he says. This is one of the Aruch HaShulchan's famous things, is if everybody was doing something in Lithuania, he's going to move hell and high water to try to prove that it's correct. So he says, Vihine Klal Yisrael in Osim came, Uvonim Litzad Mizrach. He says, everyone who builds shuls today, the shuls that have been built for generations, they just face east. So he says, the Gamre can do it. They don't mess around north, east. They don't try to move things around. So he says, Vinirali Lamid Chush Osin came. He says, why do we do that? Kedin Dehine Devobasar means Rabbi Akiva Srile Shchina B'Marav. Uven Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Tzarich Lispal Rakut Amarav. Everyone says that you should pray west according to Rabbi Akiva. Rav Oshia and Rabbi Shmuel Rav Sheshet Bilei Shechina B'chol Makom. Rav Oshia and Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Sheshet, they all say Shechina is everywhere. V'yochol Lispal Leiz Aruch Sheyirtza. And says, according to the Gemara in Bava Basra, he says you can pray to any side you want. He says, V'kotzvu Rabbeinu Seinu Ba'alei Atoso Sham Brachos. Rosh Ratur, etc., etc. He says, they all say that you have to instead pray towards Yerushalayim. And in the end, he comes to the conclusion, he says, based on the two Gemaras, he says, when they said you have to pray, he says, Yechavim Libo, your intent has to be towards Jerusalem. He says, they never meant that you have to, like, you know, position your body in the desert. That was never the intention, that it had to be this exactitude. You had to pray in the general direction. And so the general direction, he says, we live in the Western Hemisphere, so we pray east. You live in the Eastern Hemisphere, you pray west. You live in the Northern Hemisphere, you pray south. You live in the Southern Hemisphere, you pray north. He says that is the overall perspective of it. I mean, I would add to this Aruch HaShulchan is, you know, the world is round. If I face west, eventually it'll get back to Yerushalayim, you know what I mean? So in the end, the Aruch HaShulchan says, generally east. When you face the Shul East, you know that that's where that your tefillos are heading there. Question is, where it becomes a little bit more complicated, is let's say your shul isn't even facing east. Let's say you're in the Yeshiva University original Beis Medrash. What should you do then? So if anyone who remembers it from the old days, who used to walk in there, you would think that they weren't praying to one God. Because one person would be facing the Aron, another person would be facing this way, another person would be facing, you know, a little bit to the side. It was every Isha Yashar Beinav Ve'aseh, everyone did basically whatever they thought was appropriate. Which is, Rav Shechter tells the story in Nefesh HaRav that the Rav would never ever daven in the YU Beis Medrash. Which I always claimed was that because davening was too long, but the Rav never davened in the YU Beis Medrash because it did not face to the east. So what should you do in this situation? So may you turn slightly, at least to face a little bit more to the side, so this way you'll be facing more towards the east and more towards Yerushalayim. That's the big question. Especially since the YU Beis Medrash in particular faces north. So you can't even say, oh, I'm facing southeast, you know. So based on the Aruch HaShulchan, so he says you can't face a little bit to the side, because it seems like he's saying that once you're like a shmidgen to the side, what's going to happen? You're gonna have your back to the Aron Kodesh and you can't do it. So what counts as back to the Aron Kodesh? Is it like, you know, mamish turning around? Or so it seems based on the original Aruch HaShulchan, that what does he say? That even a shmidgen is against that. Problem is you go to Yud Gimel, and to go read on the Aruch HaShulchan, he has another situation, another fascinating situation. So he says, Im ha'aron kodesh omei letzad tzafon or letzad daron. He says, you have an aron kodesh that is facing either north or south. V'chol ha'tzibor mispalim la'oso atzad. And everyone is davening which way? Everyone is davening towards the aron kodesh. But you have a compass. Everyone else does not. And you know that it's not facing Jerusalem. V'echad rotzel ispalim la'mizrach. And he wants to daven east. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lo Yaseh Ken. You shouldn't do it. Because when everyone, starts bowing for Shmona Esrei, and you're bowing in a different direction, everyone's going to think there's more than one God. You should pray to which direction? To the same direction that everyone in the congregation is davening in. But when you're bowing, you can turn your head a little bit to the east. Okay, so fine. So that everything is fine. So he says, "Ach imhu mispala levado." However, if you're all by yourself, right, you're davening on your own in the shul in that situation. Sham shelo b'shah tibor mispalin, not during tefillah b'tibor. You're all by yourself without the congregation. So he says, "Yachol mispalel kineged kosel hamizrach." You can mamish face east. That's what he says. Right, so according to this one, since you don't have to worry about contradicting where everyone else is bowing, so according to this one, if I face sideways, my back is not to the Aron Kodesh, and that would be 100% fine. So it would seem that this contradicts. So if you look carefully at the original Aruch HaShulchan, so what does he say? He was talking about what seat? About my seat, where someone who's sitting mamish in the front, southeastern corner of the shul, if they turn even a shmidgen, right, what's going to happen? Their back will be to the Aron, right? But if you're standing in the middle of the shul, or if you're standing on the north eastern corner of the shul, so you could turn almost completely and still be facing the Aron Kodesh. So says, so hap tezak tehelek arach ha-shachan, what seems to be the halacha? So if you're davening in a shul that's facing the wrong way, right, and everyone is, turning a shmudgin, so you can turn a shmudgin with them, and you don't have to worry about it. If, however, everyone's facing the Aron Kodesh, which way should you face? Same way as everybody else, so they don't start thinking there's two gods. Okay? However, if you're davening alone, so as long as it's not mamish your back to the Torah, you may daven towards, or you actually should daven, towards the east. And that's the position that the Mishnah Berurah takes as well. He even actually recommends, he says, you could be mitzadeh, he says, even if you're davening straight east and you want to a little bit towards the south, so your tefillos don't hit Lebanon, they'll actually hit Yerushalayim, so you can turn your head a little bit while you're davening, so that works as well. So the maskana of the Gemara is Hashem hears your prayers no matter which way you face. But your heart should be in Jerusalem, and ideally your body should be facing Jerusalem as well. And we do our best, even though we're not turning ourselves into human compasses. All right, so that's the sugya there. Yes, sir?
So if you're building a shul,
yeah,
you're starting from scratch, do you follow the Aruch HaShulchan and say just east is enough?
Yeah.
Or
right,
do you say he didn't have the positioning system, and now we can hit that exact sweet spot?
So I read as I was preparing for this year, I read a shir from Rav Meidan, Rav Yaakov Meidan, who's the new Rosh Yeshiva of Shivat Har Tzion, and he believes that we should be using global positioning systems to position our synagogues, or at least our arons, correctly, in order that they should be heading straight towards the Holy Land. Yes, sir.
So where do you draw the line on the tzibor? In other words, where I grew up in Dubai Park, it wasn't YU, but they put the Aron Kodesh north.
Yeah.
Because if they wouldn't put it east, it wouldn't have been conducive for the shul. So Robert Blitzky, I assume, was the guy that had to somewhere.
So, like I said, for if they were doing that at YU, it's not the only place, but yeah. Yeah.
Now what about the shul that you started the bowl?
Let's get back to Gamla. That's a good question. So Gamla, so when did this thing start that you pray towards Jerusalem? So perhaps it started after it was destroyed. If you ever check out Gamla, and this I got from Rabbi Menachem Liteg, the four corners of Gamla are north, south, east, west. The exact four corners of Gamla. That's the way the four corners are going. So it could be that the Gemara in Bava Basra is the other opinion. Hashem is everywhere, And that was the, you know, dominant opinion at the time in terms of how to build a shul, since, you know, tefillah was in its infancy in those days. So it could be that was the motivating factor in how Gamla was built. That, and it could be that it was a coincidence, and there's just this like precarious cliff that you're building your shul on. So maybe you just want to do it whichever way, it won't fall down and kill all the people who were dominating it. You know, that's the other.
Gamla precedes the Gemara period. Though.
Yes. Yes.
Well, why would they know it?
So the Gemara, you know, the Gemara most of the time. I should say most of the time, but a good portion of the time is using themes and issues that have been around for a thousand years.
Oh, maybe that's a
meaning. Good one. Yeah, and they're trying to fine tune them and come to conclusions. But to assume that these ideas weren't at least floating around there,
I'm
sure they were.
That there's another thing that I now that you've mentioned it in Lincoln Square Synagogue. You know where the Bima and the Aron Kodesh are up on the stage, but everybody faces away from them. You know,
mm-hmm. But not for Shmoneh Esrei. For Shmoneh Esrei.
For Shmoneh Esrei.
Oh, really?
Everybody faces away from them. It's very strange. So evidently they must be listening to your.
They're holding like the Gemara of Vatra. I don't know. The people who sit on one side, they're in for Parnassa. The people on
you
the other side, they're in for Brain.
You sit, you face the Aron Kodesh. Yeah. But when you got the Davin, you turn to the right.
Oh, okay.
Where is this brains and money facing? Where does that come from? Is that a joke? Somebody serious?
No, so they said the what's it called? No, the Shulchan that held the bread was in the south of the Mishkan. The menorah, which was a symbol of wisdom, was in the north, so they viewed it as a representative of where it would come from.
New York Stock Exchange is north. What money?
All right.
And then in Harvard University is south.
Harvard North.
Oh, there you go.